Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk, and as always, welcome to the Zurian Show. We hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and of course, also good spirits. Today's show is going to be on fitness and you. How fit are you? What type of physical condition are you in right now? Can you outrun your kids? Can you keep up with your kids? Are you in any type of stressful experience? And is the fact that you don't exercise or your lack of exercise reason for the fact that you're feeling the level of stress that you're feeling at this time? Again, physical fitness is a very important thing, but mental fitness is also a very important thing, along with spiritual and emotional and all of those other things. Those are things that are also very important to your life and also dictate your level of health. And when I say health, I mean overall health. You know, so again, the question is, what's your level of fitness? What kind of condition are you in? Are you in a condition that you're proud of, or could you be in a lot better condition than you presently are? And if you're not in the condition that you would like to be in, what's keeping you from taking the actions and the steps necessary to change that? Again, if it's meant to be, it's up to who? It's up to you. So that means that in order for us to get in shape, in order for us to feel that level of fitness, then there's some responsibility that we need to take. And most people are not taking necessary action. So they're not getting those necessary results or the results in which they say they want. Ladies and gentlemen, your health and fitness is only one person's responsibility, and that is the individual that owns that body that you're living in right now. And I think we all know who that person is. That person is you. So, if your health is not where it needs to be, then that means, without question, that you need to make some changes, that you need to make some adjustments, and that there's some things that you, again, need to be doing so that you can change your general level of health. Now, for some people, financials is a big thing in how they're doing physically and mentally. Well, I'm here to tell you that everything comes together. It all is part of a circle, a plan. It's all part of something that you need to do in order to have a certain level of health and a certain level of fitness. So part of that is doing what? It's getting off your duff. It's getting from in front of the television. It's to stop doing things that are not going to be conducive to your overall health and fitness. And when I say your overall health and fitness, I'm talking about on all levels. I'm talking about your financial fitness. I'm talking about your mental fitness. I'm talking about your physical fitness, and I'm talking about your spiritual and emotional fitness. Life is about living. Most people do not look at life as something to live. They look at it as something that they have to endure. If you are enduring life, then I can pretty much guarantee you, you're not living life. You're not enjoying life, and you're not taking what life has to offer and then making the best out of it as you run forward in your life. Each day is an opportunity. That opportunity is an opportunity for you to take to make it the best day ever. Everybody keeps talking about tomorrow, you know, and they live in, you know, the but aisle and one day aisle categories. Well, someday aisle and one day aisle and eventually aisle and when this happens aisle is things that are never going to happen. Why are they never going to happen? Because you're not going to take responsibility and do the things that you need to do today to make those things happen. Those things are only going to happen if you take the bull by the horns and you do what's necessary to make them happen. All right? Don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen. The only people that are going to make you happy are you. The only person that's responsible to make you happy is you. Stop looking for someone else to make you happy. Stop looking for someone else to answer your questions, fix your problems, and cure your woes. Physical fitness is mainly the one thing that we're going to talk about today. You know, recently, well, first off, let's give a little bit of a background. I have martial arts school and also teach a number of different programs and am a certified personal trainer. So I get to experience all different types of people with all different types of woes and groans and moans, and at different levels of not only age but levels of fitness. And it has come to my experience, and my experience is also backed up by hundreds and thousands of doctors and scientists and all of that today that are saying that we as a people are in some of the worst physical conditioning that we've ever been in. We've got kids that can't do a push-up, can't do a sit-up, can't run a block, wouldn't want a block, and wouldn't want to even try to run a block. We've got people in the older areas that are even in worse condition. The funny thing is, if you read the beginnings of this story, there's a spot in there where I talk about some different age groups. And those different age groups are between the ages of bug spray.
Did you give me some bug spray?
Those different ages are in the age ranges of, what was it, 12, 14, 18, 20, 25, 35, 49, I think it was 66 or 63, and 76, if I remember correctly. Those were the age groups. And I was looking at different people in those age groups, not just one or two, just on average. And this is, again, not any particular doctor's study, not any particular individual group study, but this was just my own observation from people that I've actually gotten to train, work with, mentor, and in some cases just interact with, not necessarily always on a professional level, but even on a social basis. And what I found from my little study, you know, my little, you know, Zurian show, Sensei Zurian, Instructor Zurian, Mentor Zurian, whatever you want to call it, experience, is that most of the people that I met that were in the worst condition physically were the ones that were in the younger age groups, which is insane. You know, I mean, it's insane to me that I would have a 14-year-old that is in worse physical condition, or a 12-year-old, or a 13-year-old, or what have you, that's in a worse physical condition than somebody that is in their 50s, in their 60s, in their late 40s, and in their 70s. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't, you know, me trying to put any particular age group out there. This is just an observation, and this observation is based on an experience that I've had dealing with people in these age groups. They are at an age group where it's just ridiculous. There is no way that we should have 13 and 14-year-olds. There's no way that you could have 13, 14, 15-year-olds and 20-year-olds that cannot walk a flight of stairs, cannot walk two flights of stairs, you know, that are groaning and moaning because they're in such poor physical condition that getting up out of a chair bothers them. I can see a 50-year-old. I can see a 60-year-old, you know, making those noises. But we're talking about people that are, should be at the cornerstone of their physical condition. You know, they should not be complaining about things like that. They should not be complaining about getting out of a chair. They should not be complaining about doing yard work or gardening or anything like that. First off, let's go from the beginning. I am 50 years old. However, there is nobody that I run into, there is nobody that deals with me, and there is nobody that I have experienced in my lifetime that even believes that I'm at the age that I am. And you want to know something? To me, that's sad. The reason that that's sad is because they look at me and they think, okay, he's got to be in his 30s. You know, okay, he's got to be in his late 20s. However, I am not. And the mindset, or the problem with that is that if you're looking at me and you're thinking because of my level of fitness, I'm in those younger age brackets, then that means that the world's perception is that somebody that's in my age bracket should not be at my level of fitness, should not have my level of stamina, should not have my level of energy. Well, I'm here to correct you now, everybody. If you are not in as good a shape as I am, you know, not counting medical problems and things of that nature, my mindset is that it's not that I'm the age that I am. It is the age that I am. It's the fact that the age that I am, I actually represent it the way that it's supposed to be represented. Okay? It's not about me looking younger. It's not about me being younger. It's about the fact that I am representing the age in question the way that people of that age should be represented. So, again, is it that I look younger? No, it's not that I look younger. It's that I look my age. It's that I act my age. It's not the other way around. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we are talking about this particular subject matter at this time. We're talking about it because there are too many people that are in the age bracket that I am in that do not look their age, that do not represent that age group that we are talking about in a, we'll say, a positive and motivating light. These people look older than they are, and that is the problem. So, again, it's not that some people that are 50 look 50. It's that some people that are 30, 20, and so forth don't look 30, 20, and so forth. They look a lot older, and they are not taking care of themselves. Now, what makes it that you take care of yourself? One is physical activity. What's two? Number two is, of course, also taking care of your appearance. Makeup, perfume, getting your hair done, getting your nails done, that is not healthy. That is what? It is basically wallpaper. If I put wallpaper over a hole in the wall, is there still a hole in the wall? Yes, there is. If you put makeup on yourself, or if you put all kinds of cosmetics on yourself and all types of things to hide what's really wrong with you, are you fixing any of the things that are wrong with you? No, you are not fixing any of the things that are wrong with you. You are only compounding the problem. You are hiding things that need attention. And what are those things that need attention? Your health needs attention. Your diet needs attention. Your habits and your mindset need attention. And you need to make those necessary adjustments so that you can live a life worth living. You should not be 30 years old with massive back problems. You should not be 20 years old with massive back problems. You should not be 13, 14, 15, 16, 11, or 12, and you can't run, jump, hop, scream, holler, and do all of those things. Hold up, let's go back. All of you can scream, holler, and do those things because those are things that portray a negative pattern. I'm talking about the things that provide a positive pattern, the things that cause positive things to happen in your life. So, ladies and gentlemen, what is it that you want? Do you want to be fit? Do you want to be in shape? Reading a book, you should read every book that you possibly can. However, if you're going to read a book, and you guys have heard me say this 1,000, a billion, a zillion times, that book that you're reading should be a book that's going to help you grow. Some fantasy or love story or Dracula or motion grabby garbage bullshit book is not going to help you grow. All right, that entertainment is not really entertainment. What that is that's wasting your time, okay? You want to be rich, you want to be famous, you want to have a certain type of life, you want to live a certain type of lifestyle, then guess what? Do the work that you need to do ahead of time, and guess what? You'll end up having the money. Once you have the money, now you have the money and the time. We are a nation of people that are busy being broke. We are a nation of people that are not doing what we need to do to further our lives so that we can do the things that we say we want to do. We are refusing to sacrifice the little for the lot. And that is where we have the confusion. Fitness, just a few minutes each and every day, could greatly improve your quality of life. Just a few minutes. Just you going out or getting up a little early, you know, taking away some of that precious sleep, You know, my dad used to say when I was a kid, boy, get up out the bed, you sleep long enough when you die. Well, you know, my father said that to me many years ago, and at the time I didn't understand it, but because my dad said it, I got up out the bed, and I did pretty much what he said. Well, here's the interesting thing. Those were so wise words. Those words had so much knowledge in them and so much meaning in them that I did them just because it felt like it was the thing I was supposed to do, plus my dad was saying it. Well, guess what? It was probably one of the best things my father ever said to me. Because guess what? Each day I get up out of the bed and I do something. I don't turn on the idiot box. I don't stare at the TV like it's going to save me and act like it's going to do something to help me. First off, somebody show me a television that has helped them make more money. And if it has helped them make more money, what it's done is it's put something to their attention that made them take an action, and that action made them earn money. They didn't see that inspiration in the television and then sit there and wait for another inspiration to come, and then another inspiration to come, and then another inspiration to come. These people that were sitting there watching TV took an action. And from that action that they took, from that spark that they got from the television, they ended up using that to create success for themselves. How many of you are doing that same thing? How many of you are reading a book and then creating a novel? How many of you are watching a love story and then bringing love into your life? Or first off, it's a fantasy. If it wasn't a fantasy, if it was something that happened every day to everybody, nobody would be reading it. Why? Because it would be normal. It would be an everyday occurrence. But because it's not an everyday occurrence, and that's why it is fantasy, that's why everybody's reading it. Again, it's just like somebody hitting the lottery. Why do people break their neck to read the lottery or to do the lottery? Because it's something that doesn't normally happen. So if it doesn't normally happen and you're a normal human being, what makes you think it's going to happen to you? So, one, we need to get off our duffs. We need to get out there and we need to walk. Then from walking, we need to run. Then from running, we need to go and try to do other things. Two, we need to start eating the correct foods. We need to start eating foods that are whole foods, things that are natural, things that come up out the ground, okay? And we also need to take the necessary supplements that we need. We also need to realize that we live in a culture where a lot of the things that we need are no longer available through the natural ways of doing it. Why? Poor crop rotation, poor irrigation, things along that particular line. You know, for a long time, the America, as we know it, was the number one exporter of foods and grains. Well, I've said this before, Blog Talk. A farmer does not get paid by the amount of minerals or vitamins that are in his apples, his oranges, his peaches, his pears, his fruits, his vegetables. What does he get paid by? He gets paid by the bushel. Nothing about nutrition in that conversation. The bushel. So from the bushel is where he gets paid. So if the soil has been depleted of the minerals and vitamins that it needs to have, or that particular vitamin is supposed to be grabbing from the soil and then giving to you when you eat that food, then that means it's not there. So if it's not there, then where are you going to get it from? Unfortunately, in some cases, you're going to have to get it from non-natural things. But those non-natural things, we even need to watch that. Is the particular mineral or whatever you're eating, is it chelated? Is it wrapped in an ion? You know, is it water soluble? Is it a way that your body can absorb it? These are things that you need to take your time and examine and look at in a logical fashion. Now, because the media has a tendency to try to sell us stuff that they want to sell us. Not that's good for us, stuff they want to sell us. How do they sell this stuff to us? By giving us this big hype on this, that, that, and this, knowing that it is not really going to give us what we want. But because they're saying that it is, we believe that it is. We'll know now a lot of those things are not going to be found in the things that we buy as supplements. So you're going to have to do, as some people have said to me in the last couple of weeks, or last couple of days, you need to do your due diligence. You need to make sure that you're going to get the vitamins and the minerals from these particular things. You know, I listen to old-time radio, and as listening to old-time radio, I listen to a lot of the old-time commercials, and they're hilarious. I mean, they're hilarious as in what they're offering and what they're trying to give to people, and the fact that people are actually listening to it is just hilarious. It is totally hilarious because people actually believed it, and that's the thing that makes it, I think, the most funny for me. Anyway, do your due diligence, look at the different things that you need to do, and then take the correct actions to move yourself forward. As you move into your life and as you start to enjoy your life, what will end up happening is your zest for life will return. If you didn't have a zest for life, you will start getting one. And if you don't have one, it's a beautiful experience, and you need to experience it and enjoy it. As your zest for life improves, your spirit will improve, and your means and ways to enjoy life will improve, and you'll be able to take that information, take that knowledge, and then bring that to an even higher level as you help other people to experience their own success, to experience their own joy, all right? You need to also associate with people that are going to help you. Find a religious mentor if you're of a religious nature and get somebody that's going to help you. Spiritual isn't just what's in a Bible. Sometimes spiritual is also, you know, becoming one with nature, not just becoming one with God, becoming one with nature and becoming one with yourself. You have to understand yourself, and you have to learn and know yourself before you can understand and learn and know anybody else. You have to love yourself and appreciate yourself before you can know and love and appreciate anybody else. For all of you people out there that are blaming your daddy, your mommy, your granddaddy, your great-grandfather, your great-grandmother, your uncles, your aunts, your sisters, and your brothers for your problems, give it up, okay? Stop blaming people for your choices that you've made. The choices that they've made, they have to be responsible for. But they are not responsible for you, and you are not responsible for them. So let's just move on with our lives and do the things that we need to do so that we can grow and develop and become the people that we need to be. Really simple, okay? Mindset. We've talked about mindset. Every day you need to wake up with an attitude of gratitude. You need to be thankful that you are here today and that you have been given another opportunity to do things that are going to make your life a beautiful thing. Every day you need to be thankful that the world has given you another opportunity for you to share and make something of you. How do you make something of you? Again, by taking action and by doing the things necessary to show that you actually deserve the right to be here, that you actually deserve the right to be part of this thing we call a world and of this thing we call a life. You need to be a giver and stop being a taker. You need to take life by the horns, experience it, enjoy it, and make it all of the things that it needs to be for you and for those around you. Ladies and gentlemen, life is about living. It is not a spectator sport. It is not a spectator sport on anything. You know, a gentleman that I met, you know, actually last year, he said something to me. We were talking about motorcycle riding. And what he said to me was, he said, "I am a motorcycle enthusiast. I am not a rider." And, you know, those were really great words. They really were. Because what I realized is that a lot of people are life enthusiasts. They're not life livers. They're not people that are taking an active part in their lives. They're people that are going to do what they need to do until it gets a little bit too hard or it gets a little bit too crazy, and then they're going to back up and not do anything because they're then going to vegetate. So are you a rider in life? Are you somebody that's living life? Are you somebody that's taking that expression, taking that motivation, taking that action, and moving forward so that you can have a great and fantastic and beautiful life? Or are you somebody that's just a life enthusiast? Are you just somebody that likes to kind of be around, but you don't really want to be involved? That's what I'm talking about. Are you somebody that's taking the bull by the horn and living life? Are you looking at every day as a beautiful opportunity? Look up, ladies and gentlemen. Look up in the sky, and you're going to see birds flying. You're going to see blue skies. You're going to see clouds. You may see rain. You may see thunder and lightning. But understand that every day is an opportunity, and every day that you can look up, then that means you're in a position to change your life. You're in the position to move forward. You're in the position to just have a life that other people look at and just look at with envy and understand that you can be that person that they look at every day and go, man, I wish I was her, or man, I wish I was him, or man, I wish I had that. Understand that that's the opportunity that you're given each and every day. It starts with getting up in the morning and being happy. It starts with taking a walk. It starts with taking a run. It starts with drinking some water instead of some soda. It starts with putting some natural stuff inside you. It starts with doing your due diligence so that you can learn the things that you need to learn. It starts with you realizing that there is greatness within you, and within that greatness is power. And within that power and that action is your ability to not only help yourself, but to help millions and millions and millions of people around you. Do you want to leave a legacy, or do you want to leave debt? Do you want to live a memory that people look back and go that the world is a better place? Why? Because he's been here. Do you want people to mourn your death, or do you want people to celebrate your life? That's what I'm talking about. That's the type of things that I'm saying to you. And it doesn't matter. You don't need your pastor to tell you these things. You don't need some other person to give you this information. The information is there. It's in your history. It's in your presence. It's in your past. It's in your future. It's in your now. All you have to do is grasp it. All you have to do is decide that you want to be part of the world, that you want to be part of this life, that you want to be a person of substance, a person of quality, a person that gives more than a person that takes. Okay? It's up to you. What do you want in your life? It doesn't matter if you're 15 or if you're 70. You can change your life today. But the only way you're going to change your life is by, one, having belief, two, taking action, and three, following up on that action and doing it again and again and again and again and again until, guess what? It's done. And then you can move to the next thing, and then you can do that again and again and again and again and again until it's done. And then you can move to the next thing. What ends up happening? You're growing. You're developing. And you're becoming a greater and a better person. Don't go someplace. Don't give of your money and not give of yourself. Don't cop out on life. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on your hopes. Don't give up on your aspirations. You are great and are the possessor of greatness. But that greatness means that you need to take action. And that action means that you need to look at it and say, I have a lot of responsibility. My responsibility is to live up to my potential. How do I live up to my potential? By taking action. How do I take action? By stepping out there and doing the things necessary to live the life I need to live. Does it matter how old you are? No, it doesn't matter how old you are. Does it matter how much money you have? No, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Does it matter who your friends are? No, it doesn't matter who your friends are, but your friends can help you get there. Because if you got real friends, then they're going to help you grow. They're going to support you. They're going to be those motivators that stand beside you and say, hey, you can do this. Hey, you're capable. Hey, all you have to do is put forth the effort, and you're going to get what you need to get. Also remember that your friends can also be the catalyst to your destruction. So you need to choose wisely. If your friends are into drink and not positive things or drugs or it's not going to help you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that this particular episode of the Zurian Show was useful to you. Fitness and you. Let's get fit, and let's remember that fitness is more than doing one thing. It's a series of things that you need to make part of your life so that you can live the type of life that you want to live, and so that you can experience the things that you want to experience, and so that you can grow that you want to be. Again, thank you for listening to the Zurian Show. As always, I want to thank you for allowing me to share 30 minutes of your time. But before I leave, I am also entering the Spartan Run this August, 2012. The Spartan Run is an 8-mile obstacle course. Is it hard? Yes. Is it going to be interesting? Yes. Is it going to be fun? I'm going to have a ball. But anybody that would like to join the Spartan program with me, please send me a text or send me an email to Blog Talk, and we can talk about it. Maybe you can be part of our team. The team that I'm with is looking to get 100 people to be part of their team. We're about halfway there. We'd be more than happy to have you, especially if you're in physical shape or if you're looking. Again, Spartan Run, 8 miles. This is the Spartan Super. It's not the first one. It's the second one or the intermediate level. And I'd appreciate it if you'd come on out and support us or if you'd come on and be a part of our team. Thank you very much and have a great, great day. Take care.